Well, friends, just a month ago, my family and I went to Stratford, and we went to the Festival Theater, which is a very large, large theater. But the stage was stark and barren. All that the stage had on it was a barren, leafless tree, all black. And then the actors, four men, came onto the stage, and they mesmerized us with their acting, with their words, with their portrayal. We were all enthralled because such drama, such mystery, such tension, such violence even, and then also comedy as well. Well, at the end of the play, we were so riveted that we all simply spontaneously stood up and gave the actors a round of applause for their great acting. It truly was inspiring acting. But as I went home, an appalling cloud of sadness came over me. Because you see, the theme of the play is life is futile. Each day may be different for you, but it's all the same. It all amounts to nothingness. It's all meaningless. It has no purpose. The play is Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. How sad, because I think that is many people's philosophy and action within their own lives. And so they are missing, I believe, the very fullness of life, because life involves more than just the physical and the mental. It also involves the spiritual. Who am I? Where am I going? What is my destination? Well, friends, this is what we have in this great psalm. And at one time, the psalm was taught for all of us to know. And I find, as I visit hospitals and seniors' homes and visit with people, people automatically ask me to repeat Psalm 23. And as they do it, they also join as I say it. So friends, if there is one part of the Bible, and it's not even in the New Testament, it's not the words of Jesus, if there is one part of the Bible that is important for us to engrave on our hearts, it surely is Psalm 23. Now the amazing thing is, Psalm 23 is really a song, and we did sing it. We don't know the original song, but 3,000 years ago, there was this shepherd boy who later became king, King David. And when he became king, I suppose he too wondered, what is life all about? And so he set down memories when he was a shepherd boy. He had to look after the sheep. He had to be a good shepherd. And so he was. And as David reflects on his life, he sees that God indeed is the good shepherd. So what an amazing piece of scripture this is, written 3,000 years ago. Think of all the popular songs today. How many of them will live for 3,000 years? Here is a song for all seasons, Psalm 23. Now, friends, there are three things that Psalm 23 has to say to us. First and foremost, it tells us about life. Life's direction, life's distress, and life's destination. First of all, life's direction. And it's the first part. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Direction. Friends, we all need direction. And here it is, direction with God. And God leads us through His creation. Have you ever thought how restorative the works of creation are? You know, I find when I'm upset or when I get all tensed up, the wonderful thing about Uxbridge is that it does have these wonderful trails, and I take a walk in the woods, and there is something very restorative about taking a walk in the woods. And I think instinctively, we all know this. You know, after the bleak winter that we have had, have you seen all of the garden centers that have opened up? Oh, for goodness sake, Canadian Tire is supposed to sell tires. They've turned half of their parking lot into a garden center. Because you see, they know, and we know instinctively, there is something healing, there is something restorative. When you dig your hands into God's good soil, when you examine and you deal with plants and flowers and vegetables, something restorative about all of that. Now, why is that? Well, you see, God is creator, and His creation is His signature. So you see, you and I are getting close to God when we embrace the signature of God. How important for us today to look after God's signature. And the forest fires today remind us that we are not doing a very good job. I pray that we may improve in looking after every aspect of God's good creation. So Psalm 23 gives us direction, but Psalm 23 also gives us distress. Life has its distressing times as well. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I have read a marvelous book written by Dr. Edward Tick, and the book's title is War and the Soul. Now, Dr. Tick is a psychiatrist, and he deals with soldiers, men and women, who have been in the wars, who now suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. And what he is finding, modern medicine is wonderful when it comes to dealing with the physical or even aspects of the mental. But he charges in his book that we are failing to deal with the spiritual aspect. In other words, he, as a psychiatrist, is saying we all have a soul, we all have a spirit side to us. The spiritual, which is God's world in addition to this physical world. Well, out of that book, after the Afghanistan war, many of our men and women were returning, and many were facing all manner of brokenness and trauma. So we simply started a group based on Dr. Tick's book. And the idea was simply to gather men, in my case, gather them together in Tim Hortons or in any other coffee place, and thank them for their sacrifice. Because remember, 158 men and women died on Afghan soil. But 178 died on Canadian soil. You see, they came back from Afghanistan with their souls severely wounded, and they committed suicide. So the idea was to gather them together. We would thank them. We would get to know them. And then we would introduce this card, Psalm 23, and we would simply ask, go home, what are the words that jump out at you? Well, it was amazing because it was from this portion of Psalm 23. Valley, shadow, death, fear, evil, enemies, and even head. My head always hurts. And we would ask the men simply to take one word at a time. Whether it was 3 weeks or 3 months, we would spend time on that word, dredging out all of the wounds of the soul that they were enduring. And friends, I have to tell you, it truly was a healing exercise. So even in our distress, there is great healing. No matter what it is that we are passing through, whether it is financial failure, whether it is the loss of a loved one, whether it is a health issue, whatever it is, again, as the psalm says, fear not, I will fear no evil. Did you know that the Bible 365 times uses the phrase, fear not? And yet we are all afraid. But we have a phrase for every day of the week, 365 times, fear not, fear not. So no matter what challenge, no matter what trouble, no matter what problem grips you, fear not. That's the Good Shepherd's words to all of us today. And then finally, direction in life, distress in life, destination in life. The last part. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Your goodness and mercy will always follow me, and I will dwell in your home forever. Have you ever thought about the restorative healing power of oil? Well, the ancients discovered it a long time ago. Even the Canadian indigenous knew the healing power of oil. Olive oil, the ancients knew about as healing. Echinacea oil, the oil of aloes. People knew back then the restorative power of oil, and they linked that to God. As God restores my body with all of these ointments and oils, so God restores my soul. So the ancients made that link, but we have forgotten. And yet consider, my friends, how you and I daily use massive amounts of healing oil. Well, go to Shoppers Drug Mart. There it is, shampoos, conditioners, soaps, lotions, moisturizers. All contain oil, the healing power, the restorative power of oil. So the next time you and I use oil, we should remind ourselves, as there is that restorative power for the body, so it's there also for the soul. And then this psalm lends itself to beauty at the end. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Some of you have been asking about my wife, Joan. Well, Joan was in Douglas Crossing just this week. She now has transitioned to Reachview. Now, Joan suffers from or is afflicted with Alzheimer's. People do say Alzheimer's is a dreadful disease, a terrible disease. Well, friends, which disease isn't a terrible disease? All diseases are terrible. My Joan happens to be afflicted with Alzheimer's. But even with the loss of memory, Here is the beautiful aspect. Every time we pray together, and I am the one who prays, nevertheless, Joan always ends up with these words, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Do you see it, my friends? Do you see the importance that God has given to us in this life? Yes, life is wonderful, but God, the Good Shepherd, gives us direction. And in our distress, he gives us comfort and healing and always, always the destination. The Lord is my shepherd. Yes, I believe that. Friends, do you believe that? And the scripture also tells us, when we come to the words of Jesus, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." Friends, may you and I always rely on him who is the good shepherd, who leads, and who is our destination. In his name we pray this. Amen.